Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today, we're joined by somebody who's become a good friend of the show, ABC executive Nathan Varney. We'll talk with Nathan about the recent epic 52nd anniversary episode of General Hospital, the upcoming Emmys, and anything else that pops into our brains. It's always fun when Nathan stops by the show, and I don't expect this time to be any different to you, Em.
Nope, I'm sorry, I was drinking.
Yep.
I'm hot.
I don't expect this time
late.
To be any different. So, without further ado, let's bring on today's guest, Mr. Nathan Varney.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on
again.
Nathan,
how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a big, big week. How about you guys?
Yeah, I feel you. It's a big week.
I'm still reeling from that 52nd anniversary episode.
Yes.
I'm still reeling
about that.
Wasn't that fantastic?
I'm still reeling.
Oh, I know. It was a great episode.
It was. It was like the best episode in a long time that I can remember. Like, okay,
I agree.
The best episode I can remember for a long time was that episode where, like, Anna found out that, like, Faison was Duke and she melted his face.
Right.
But this was better.
You know,
I'm
just going to go ahead and...
Definitely was a special episode, and, you know, I've almost been doing the show for 2 years, and this is, even from the first day I read this outline and story area, I knew we had something special, so I'm so glad it turned out as well as it did, and I was blown away, too, when I saw the rough cut a couple weeks ago, so.
I'm just glad we finally know. Like, I remember, you know, you were on the show about 6 or 8 months ago, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
Can you tell me who Luke is? And I finally
first started.
Know.
Mm-hmm. It started a long time ago, and it, you know, I will say it did change. It changed course a bit too, because we had to deal with Tony's vacation schedule, and so originally it was supposed to be a different idea, and then Ron and his really creative writers came up with this brand new idea, and I think for the most part, I think everyone's pretty happy with it. It looked like there was a lot of praise yesterday on the social media world, so that was good to see.
Everything
I always like to keep the fans happy.
Exactly. Everything I've been seeing on Twitter. It's nothing but a positivity.
Absolutely.
It's nothing but positive comments.
Well, I was at school when it was on, so I was, like, on Twitter, and everybody's tweeting, oh, my goodness, at, you know, LL, whatever her Twitter name is, Laura Wright, you look so amazing. And I was like, why does she look amazing? Like, she always looks amazing. And I was confused, because I was like, what, is she wearing a really cute outfit or something? And then I got home, and I had to catch up. I was a couple days behind, and I watched it, and I was like, that's what they meant.
Yeah, it was
okay.
And it actually worked to our advantage because as we did the research, we realized that even though the history had been spoken of, we'd actually never have seen much of the past. So this was a great opportunity to go back to 1963 and kind of, you know, not really recreate history, but take what was already there, told verbally through, you know, verbal storytelling, and then bring that to life about, you know, Luke's father and mother and, of course, that shocking conclusion at the end, so it explains a lot. It made me really happy, and I'm glad it made the fans happy for the most part as well. So it's always good when we're on the same page.
Good. I have no complaints, but you know what you said about changing course, like, because I noticed that at the beginning it was a lot different than how it turned out to be, and it was not what I thought.
I agree.
And
right.
For a while it seemed like it was going to go a certain way, and then it sort of changed, but it worked out, and it made sense at the end, so it's okay that they changed that in the middle for me.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, for everyone who stuck with it, I know there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of concerned fans, should we say, on social media. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say for everyone who stuck it out and didn't change the channel, thank you so much for continuing to watch General Hospital, making it to this really crucial point in the story. So
I think we're trying to be nuts, but I love the show. I can't not watch it. Like,
I'm glad we have you hooked. Then I want everyone to be hooked.
This is my baby.
And, yeah.
So I'm. Yeah. I can't stop watching either. It's my baby.
Good.
It's my baby.
Hey. Yeah, but something I don't like happens. I'm not going to watch the show anymore.
Isn't Tyrese
and
I started
the
show?
I watch it.
I know. I had to deal with a lot of people, though, who get very upset at certain little things. But I think it does, you know, overall, I think the negativity on social media comes from a place that people actually do care about this show. And,
yeah.
You know, we care about the show a lot, too. It's been on for 52 years. Obviously, we don't want to come in and ruin it or, you know, take advantage of the nostalgia factor and the fact that it's the longest running soap on air right now. So, you know, we continue to do what we think is best. And does it always work? You know, we usually think it does. But every once in a while, there's a little misstep. But I think overall, we're pretty much on a good track right now. So
yeah, and I mean, for the people who are negative on Twitter and such, they have to care to be negative about it. So
well, exactly. Mm-hmm. My favorite people are the people that continue to complain about the storyline. So that means they must be watching it. Yeah, exactly. So, but that's just how it is. It's the same way on primetime as it is daytime. So it's just the evils of social media.
Oh, yeah.
Which can also be very helpful, but hurtful at the same time.
Exactly. You know, and I believe I tweeted this out, but can I just say that of the 52nd anniversary episode is my pick for the submission for the 2016 Best Drama Series.
Yes. No, obviously for next year, yeah. And for everyone out there, too, I saw a lot of Twitter comments and social media comments about how, you know, I think some people were maybe confused that this episode was included in the Emmy submissions, and it's actually for next year. So we will see what happens next year.
And speaking of the Emmys, congratulations to everybody over at GH for... they were all represented in every acting category, and that's huge.
That was huge. Yeah, we wound up. I was pleasantly surprised, along with everybody
mm-hmm.
else, that we wound up with 28 nominations and kind of led the pack there. So
mm-hmm.
it was a very good day for General Hospital in the Daytime
Emmy
Award nominations. And
oh yeah.
I hope we can get some wins squeezed in this year.
I was shocked actually, because I always wanted to get nominated, and it really doesn't get what it deserves, in my opinion. And so I see
it
doesn't. That just knocked me down. But this year, I didn't have to complain about the Emmy nominations on our Emmy show. That's, like, not happened before.
I had
no
complaints
about
the Emmys.
I
had no complaints about the nominations either.
Oh, good.
I think that all the shows should be represented, and sometimes I don't feel that they do get represented. And I think that it's not fair that there's only 4 remaining soaps on daytime, and they should all be equally represented, as I think they're all.
I agree.
They all have their good points and their low
mm-hmm.
points, but for the most part, they're good. So, I mean, everybody should get their recognition. You're on a soap. I mean, you've survived. You should get
absolutely.
The recognition.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
And, you know, like you said, there's only 4 left, and we got to still support these shows and make sure they continue to be on the air for many years to come. So regardless of what soap you find to be your favorite, I just encourage that audience who, you know, are still watching daytime soap operas, continue watching, please, and make sure that there is a home for these soap operas.
I have a huge respect for people who can watch all 4 because I don't
have time
for
that. That's a big commitment.
Yeah,
it really is. And switching gears back to the anniversary episode, and you can tell her this, Laura Wright was just a superb.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
She was fantastic. Yep.
She was great. I mean, okay, she's my favorite, so I'm kind of biased as, like, Carly's favorite character, but I love her. Like, I think she's amazing, and that was, like, made me love her more. And all the younger actors and the children were amazing, too.
Yeah, the boy who played young Luke and the girl who played young Patricia were phenomenal, and we were really excited by those guys, and anytime they want to come back, they are more than welcome, because they really, I feel like, added some depth to those characters, so we really liked that.
You need
to
flashback again, you can call them up.
Well, you never know, it is a soap opera, we can bring them back as somebody else, too.
So. I mean, Sarah Jewel Brown.
Exactly. So
that's a showing example. I mean,
they're
Sarah
very
Brown can play 2 characters. Then.
Exactly. They're very talented actors, and I wish them all the best. I can't wait to see them in more stuff.
Well, now they have all the General Hospital fans behind them, because soap fans go crazy for everybody.
That's
that
true.
Anybody that's on General Hospital, even if they're on there for a day, all the soap fans are like tweeting them, and they gain like a 1,000
followers.
That's true, yeah. I was really happy that everyone seems to be adjusting, because you never know. When you introduce a new actor or actress to the show or a new character, you never know how people are going to respond. But I'm very pleased to hear. It looks like people are pretty positive about our newest Valerie to the show, who is a Spencer. And I think she's a great actress. Her name is Brittany, and she's been a great addition to the show. So, and she has a really great story ahead. So it's great to see everybody
great.
Get behind her. Yeah.
I like new people because it's like, oh, now you have another family member you didn't know about.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, I get it. It's, you know, people like to see their favorites, but at the same time, you know, our job is to make the show fresh and feeling like there's a big variety. So that's kind of how we approach it.
Sometimes I forget certain people are on the show. Like, I'll be watching and somebody will pop up that I haven't seen in a while, and I'm like, hey, I forgot you're on this show.
We do have a cast. We have a huge cast, so it's hard to get them all rotated in, but it gives you a lot of variety.
Cody, you're trying to interrupt me. I apologize, Cody. Yes?
We do have a caller on the line if you're up for a caller today, Nathan.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Brace yourself, Nathan.
I know.
Hold on.
I'm holding on to my seat.
All right, 218, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, 218.
I was surprised. I just wanted to make a comment on the anniversary show and to tell you, Mr. Varney, and anybody that was involved in it, I've been watching this show for 40 years, and it is the best I have ever seen.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you liked it.
I was so amazed by it. I mean, I've hung in there through storylines I loved and storylines I didn't.
Right.
And it just amazes me at some of the things I see on Twitter from people that hate it so much. And I'm thinking, I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to remember too. You have to remember, and I appreciate your comment. Thank you so much for calling in. You have to remember, you know, we all get sucked up into social media, and we tend to look at it maybe too much. But I am constantly reminded when I go visit relatives in the Midwest or the East Coast, I realize those people sometimes aren't on Twitter. So I think there's millions of people out there who watch the show and who might not be on social media who really do enjoy the show, and that's what I always have to keep telling myself and reminding myself that there's a lot of people who don't, you know, have a Twitter account or Facebook and who still tune in every single day, and those are the people that we make the show for, and we really appreciate those viewers like you who've watched it for over 40 years. That's fantastic.
That brings up a question I have been wanting to know about since I have you here as a captive audience, which is really nice.
Absolutely.
What if you want to avoid the social media access? What is the best way or what venue should a fan use to communicate their feelings about the show, whether it's to contact Frank or you or how do we get our thoughts across? I mean, I've heard about focus groups, that type of thing.
Yeah.
How are we listened to? I hope it's not Twitter.
We take everything with a grain of salt. Look, there's millions of people out, obviously, in the country. We are making one show for a lot of people, and everybody has different taste. So I got to say, we put a lot of trust, and this goes the same as our primetime show. We put a lot of trust in our primetime executive producers and show creators like Shonda Rhimes, who does Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder and Grey's Anatomy. We hire these people because they're incredibly creative, and we trust that their judgment is going to be a good judgment. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, we are really excited and we stand behind, you know, our show creators or whoever are, you know, in this case, the head writer of the show. So, you know, we do take in our focus groups. We do that a couple times a year throughout the whole country. We travel around and just kind of see where we are with characters and, you know, who people are responding to, what storylines they're responding to. I keep my eye on social media. Obviously, it's not 100% where, you know, someone says something, I'm not going to go and race to our show runners and say, hey, this one person in so-and-so town is not enjoying this, so we should change course. Because if we did listen to every single opinion, I think the show would become very muddied. So at the end of the day, while we always appreciate, you know, the fan responses and reactions, I think, you know, if you were writing the show, you would have to make a decision yourself at the end of the day to, you know, to go forward with what you think the best storytelling is. So that's kind of how it works. And you know, fans are more than welcome to write letters to the network, to write letters to Frank and Ron, to send, you know, letters to me as well. I read all that fan mail that comes in from people, and I try to digest everything in my head, and if I get a sense that there are a lot of commonalities in between letters, then you start to kind of perk up and you start, you know, paying attention to that. But every day I get different opinions on just so many different storylines, and sometimes people love the same storyline, and sometimes people hate the same storyline that they're talking about. So that's kind of how it goes in a nutshell. It's a little complicated, but try to do my best to explain
it. Yeah. One comment I do want to make is that I want to thank you specifically for being so responsive to people on Twitter.
Oh, sure.
You
I
answered
agree 100%.
Questions. I know I tweeted you today because I was not a happy camper, and you responded to me right away and gave me an answer to my question, which I really appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no, I really firmly believe in communication. Look, we all get busy and we all get pulled away, but today was, you know, happened to be here at my office to, you know, make sure I was here on time to call into the show. And so I just, you know, I start scrolling through comments. And, you know, when people have legitimate questions that I can't answer, I tend to respond to those. What I don't respond to is people, and I'm not saying you're one of them, because yours was a simple question. I don't respond well to those who just kind of want to trash the show, because I can't really respond, because that's somebody's personal opinion. But if somebody
exactly.
ever has a question about the show, how we're doing something, and if it's something that I can talk about, then I always am more than happy to go through those. It might take a while because I have to go through my timeline and see what legit questions are out there. But there's a lot of great people out there. We have a lot of wonderful fans, and those are the folks that I try to, you know, pay attention to and give them what they're looking for. So,
you are appreciated by a lot of people. So.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to hear.
Are you
and all
Twitter?
Your hard work.
Thanks.
I am on Twitter.
Who are you on Twitter?
It's just S. Magnin. In fact, Nathan, when I tweeted you today, I was not happy about the interruption in the show today because my favorite characters were on and they weren't.
May I ask who your affiliate is? Like where you've watched what's the
KSTP out of Minneapolis.
Okay, gotcha.
I've been. You suggested that I contact them because it's up to the local to re-air,
mm-hmm.
and I have been trying for an hour and I can't get to them. So, anyway.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, once in a while I'll get updates too. We deal a lot with. We have affiliate relations in New York, so they will email me and tell me like what stations are. You know, going to re-air it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It boils down to a lot of, like, how much content was actually missed. And then, you know, it's a complicated thing because we're on in so many different markets now at so many different times. Once in a while, if we're preempted the entire show like we were this past December when Obama had his pre-holiday conference, we then make a decision to actually preempt everyone because we move the episodes by one day. Right now, though, it's really complicated because we have a lot of great May episodes that we need to air at a certain time and date. So if we throw everything by day, it's going to throw off a lot of great stuff coming up. So we're trying not to do full preempts right now, but it is up to the individual stations if they're going to, you know, re-air it overnight or something.
Nothing kills my buzz like coming home from school and like turning the DVR on and like the general hospital and like before it even starts the preemption. Like that ruins my day. I'll be like, great, thanks.
I know. It's disappointing. And I can only imagine because, you know.
Well, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
We'll follow you on Twitter because you called us.
No.
So.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in with your comments.
Have a good night.
Have a good
Thank
one,
you.
Too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
Well, that wasn't so bad, see?
That was a good call. I'm expecting more.
That was a
good
call. I have to say, she was a sweetheart.
I feel famous because I get so many tweets when somebody, like, interesting's on our show. Like, I get, like, so many tweets, and they're like, say this, say this, say that. Like, if you want to say that, you can call.
I'm not saying that.
But, no, I got so many tweets, I'm surprised we got a nice caller. That's not normal, like, to be honest.
That didn't happen all
well,
the time.
Well, that's another thing, too, because it is very easy to sit behind your computer and spew out negativity. And
yeah.
Sometimes I'm wondering, like, if you actually invited some of these folks to an in-person meeting, I bet you the tone would be a lot different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Nancy sends her regards, but Nancy just had surgery, so she can't call this time, Cody.
Okay. Hope you feel better, Nancy.
She had a hernia from her stomach to her esophagus. So, like, her stomach was inside her esophagus or something weird, and they had to open her up and fix it.
Wow, my goodness.
And she's really, really messed up right now, so she couldn't call because she's on a lot of drugs.
Oh, Nancy. Boy, hang in there, Nancy. Hopefully you're recovering well.
Yeah, I think she told me it's, like, 6 weeks or something like that. Crazy.
Wow.
Something that the caller brought up, and I did want to touch on this.
Well,
people don't
tell us their names, by the way. That bothers me. When people call in and don't say, hi, this is so-and-so. Tell us your name. Like, please, I want to know who you are.
Well,
okay, Cody, go ahead. I'll shut up.
A primetime show. And a primetime show that you... actually oversee is I'm loving it right now is Christella.
Oh my god,
I am loving that
show
right now.
Yeah,
yes,
me too.
I'm loving that show.
We just finished shooting the last episode a couple weeks ago, and she's fantastic. It's been such a fun experience to work on that show. She is amazing.
I have not seen said show except for
Emily.
You need to set
your DVR.
You need to see it, girl.
TV.
Like the DVR, you know how the DVR gets angry if you try to record too many things? That's my DVR, like, every day. Like, I have to watch General Hospital. That's my priority. And then, like, primetime shows, like, I have a show on every night of the week. Like, I watch Dancing with Stars. I'm a Law and Order junkie. Like, since back in the day, I'm 17. It was really a long time ago. But
back when you were 12.
That's when I was 12. That is a long time ago for me. I used to be obsessed with CSI back then, actually. I don't know. Maybe I want to be a murderer or something. I don't know.
It's a funny show. It's a really funny show. Christella is probably one of the most likable personalities in front of a camera that I've seen in a really long time. She has been guest hosting The View she's guest co-hosted four times.
I saw her on General Hospital.
Yes, and she did a little favor for us, and she stopped by General Hospital to shoot those scenes with Ryan. So she's fantastic, and it's been such a fun experience working on that show.
If you need any favors, I'll stop by a General Hospital anytime you need.
Yeah,
I'll get on
absolutely.
I will get on a plane. Like, if I tell my parents that, they'd be like, okay, let's get on a plane. But,
Well, If you find yourself in Los Angeles and you want at least a tour of the set and stuff, just let me know.
Amazing.
Always more than welcome.
That would
so
be incredible.
Now I'm going to have to take me to L.A.
Exactly.
I want to go to L.A. so bad, but I'm not 18, so I can't travel by myself, and they won't take me. So, like, when I'm 18, it's on.
When do you turn 18?
September 15th.
It's coming up.
Yes, I know. Yep. I didn't even get to go to juvie. Like, if I get in trouble now, I go to big jail. not that I'm going to get in trouble.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever met anyone who purposefully wanted to go to jail. But
but I'm saying I never even got, like, if I was going to screw up, I should have done it earlier, so they would have put me in juvie. But now if I screw up, like, real jail.
This is
like,
true.
I don't think you want to go to either one. I don't think you want to go to
jail.
I don't want to go to jail.
I don't do anything stupid. I'm so boring. Like, I never did anything rebellious in school. Like, the most rebellious thing I did was the principal was giving a speech, and, like, I wasn't invited because it was for these kids that were in trouble, and so I wanted to know what was going on, and I had the keys to the theater because I'm a senior and I'm in theater, so... And so I just stood backstage and listened. That's, like, my most rebellious high school act, and it's not even that bad.
Well, that's probably good, though, right? Keep pure and clean.
Yeah, there you go.
Good behavior is rewarded eventually.
I graduate in, like, a month. I can't do anything stupid now, because, like, now it's getting to the point where if you do something stupid, you're not going to graduate.
So what are you doing after graduation? Are you planning on going to college, or?
Yes, I'm going to go to school and become a nurse.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
See, I'll be, would be perfect for General Hospital.
Exactly. You can come play a nurse on the show.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be a nurse, hopefully, if I can make it through nursing school. I don't know how bad it'll be, because I know you have to, like, watch an autopsy, and that's kind of disgusting. But other than that, I think I can make it.
Great.
Like,
fantastic.
The autopsy is when my mom dropped out. Like, she made it, like, a year. And then, like, when they took you, take you to Huntsville to see the cadaver and they cut it open, that was it.
That's no. Is she too much for her? So what does she do?
Yeah.
May I ask what does she do now? Did she find a different career?
Well, she was a hairdresser for years, and she got carpal tunnel, so she doesn't do that anymore. But she does it on the side, like for my friends and stuff, and me. But she works with my dad. They own two companies. They own an advertising company, and my dad also, would play for it. He's a vacuum cleaner salesman, where they come to your door and sell you something that's like $3,000.
Oh, wow. You know,
because
I haven't actually seen a door-to-door salesman come by in a long, long time.
It's been a long time, yeah.
I've never seen one, actually.
He's been holding on for years, but, yeah. They come to your door,
great.
And they're like, here, if you watch my vacuum cleaner demo, you can have such and such free, and some people really buy it. Like, I'm not that stupid. If somebody came to my door, I'd be like, yeah, I don't need the free laundry soap that bad. You can leave.
Right,
but,
exactly.
So that's what I do, too. I don't do that. I, like, set his appointments, and I make money. But she goes to people's houses and sells them vacuum cleaners that they probably don't really need, but they're fascinated by.
Right.
And it's pretty nice, because I get paid when he sells one, so.
That's great. Fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're a family team.
Absolutely.
And we also sell advertisements on pint glasses, like the bar glasses. Yeah, if you've ever seen one wrapped in a advertisement, that was us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the other big announcement today?
That there's going
to
be live? Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
May 15th
we need to
and 18th.
Talk about
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're
going to.
Oh, I should have been doing my schoolwork, but whatever.
It's okay. You're in the last month of school. You're allowed.
Yeah, forever. I know.
You got to pass. You got to pass those classes. So we're taking the show live starting May 15th, which is a Friday, and then May 18th, which is a Monday. So we're going to have 2 days of live shows. They're going to be fantastic. Big secrets reveals. It's going to be amazing. Plus, you never know exactly what's going to happen when you go live. So it's going to be fun.
What prompted this? Nancy LeGrand is what happens when you go live. what prompted?
You know,
I love her. She's hilarious. What prompted the decision to go live? Like, did you
live
have
like that.
Did somebody just think of it, or
it was actually an idea from our president, who is British, and he, used to work for BBC across the seas, and he came up with the idea because a lot of British shows have done live, stunt shows over the years, and he's like, have you guys ever considered going live? And kind of molded over, and we talked to Frank and Ron, and they said they could make it work, and now we're ready to do it. So we're about 6 weeks away.
I know that's not a totally foreign concept in daytime. I know One Life to Live did it several years ago.
Yeah, they did in 2002, and they did it for a full week, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before my time.
I do remember that.
Yeah, they did it for five straight episodes. So we're only going to do two, and we're going to do it for the 2 o'clock Eastern people who watch it on that feed and 3 o'clock Eastern. Unfortunately, we're not going to be doing it for West Coast, so West Coast kind of loses out, but the majority of the country sees it during the...
The 2 Eastern, 1 Central. So
good. You'll get it. You'll get it live. So
we get it. Well, I'll get it on DVR.
Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And then, Nurses Ball is coming back this year, which is going to be bigger and better than ever. And that's going to be May 1st, 4th, and
5th. I can't wait.
Yeah.
First Nurses Ball was the 50th anniversary Nurses Ball. I cried like 5 times over stuff that shouldn't make normal people cry. Like, okay, what was it? I cried about, Trisco and Felicia. I was a mess, okay? And I wasn't even around back in their day, but he got me. He got me good. And when Anna and Duke decided they were going to, be together, I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even, on that couple. I don't care about that couple. And that made me a mess, too. And who else was it? Oh, Rick Springfield. But that's just because I love him.
To me, those are some of the best shows that we do because you want to feel something, and that's what a lot of our ABC dramas do to begin with. So the more emotion there is, the better for me, because I love shows that are just chock full of emotion and leave you leave that basically in simpler terms. I like shows that make you cry. So
oh, yeah.
So it's always it's full circle. Yeah.
We've only got about 10 seconds left.
I was going to say we have another caller, and I was going to be like, oh, boy.
No, we don't. But I wanted to thank you again for...
Absolutely.
First off, being a huge supporter of us and what we do, to have somebody in your position as supporting this little old radio show that I created.
I hate when you say that, almost. Cody. Oh, my gosh. You don't give us enough credit, man.
You don't. It's a great show, and you get so much support from a lot of big, you know, soap stars and talent, and everybody loves you guys. So congratulations on the success.
Cody does not think that we are, like, I don't think we're a big deal, but he thinks we're, like, just a little dot.
Small town.
It doesn't matter. And I think we are, like, we're coming along, like, you know, over the past couple of years since I've been around. We've really come along, so.
You guys have, and you're able to secure a lot of people, and you're not afraid to go after what you want. So, you know, that takes a lot of guts. And
those tweets that you send to people that say, hey, I have a radio show, you want to come on? Sometimes if I tweet people that I love a lot, that scares me so bad, because I'm like, what if they don't tweet me back? They don't love me back. Like,
but that's a good thing
scared.
About you guys, because you guys aren't afraid of rejection either. So it
Tony
makes you,
thinks I have, like, way too much nerve, because, like, he talks to people on Twitter before he does that, and then I'll just tweet somebody, like, the first time I've ever tweeted them, hey, we have a radio show, you should come on.
There's nothing wrong with either approach. I think it's, you know, I think it's great, and you know, it's wonderful that fans are willing to do this kind of a show, and it's fun to be able to talk about the show and yet another forum. Here's a great another forum, like we were talking earlier with the caller.
Right.
This is another place to voice your opinion and you know, discuss what you like and discuss what you don't like.
Did you say that the show is going live May 15th and 18th?
It's a Friday and a Monday.
That Friday is my graduation, so that's my graduation present.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Emily. See, we did it just for you. It's your graduation present from Los Angeles.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's my present.
That's fantastic.
Before we let you go, because we know you've probably got a lot of other stuff to tend to, we just wanted to say... That we both consider you a very dear friend.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you so much. So nice of you. And likewise, right back at you.
After GH has their live episode, you should come back and we'll talk about it.
Did you guys watch our digital show GH Now too?
Yes.
Oh, I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
Good.
It was hilarious.
Oh, I'm glad
to
hear.
I laughed, and then I would, like, run in the kitchen and be like, okay, so Nancy Lee Grant said this, and I would say this, and my mom would be like, okay, cool. Because, okay, confessional time, I love Tyler Christopher so much. Like, I am in love with him, and so, like, when I see him on something, I, like, get so excited, and I think everything he says is funny. So I tell my mom,
right.
And she's like, I don't care. And I'm like, Mama. And she watches, too, but I don't know. I love him and Cody knows every single show we have, he gets mentioned because I bring it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Every show.
We all know of your love of Mr. Tyler Christopher.
I've proposed marriage to him on this show before. Like, it's really bad, okay? Like, oh my goodness.
It's,
like, a long time ago,
bad,
I was like, if he ever found
it's bad.
This show, he would think I was crazy.
It's okay. Everybody has celebrity crushes. Just don't turn into a stalker.
Exactly.
You'll be okay.
Oh, no. I only stalk people on the internet. I got it. You can't stalk me in real life. Then I get big girl jail.
Exactly.
Oh, man. You know,
Cody, it was
but,
not
but,
that funny.
But
you guys crack me. It's funny. You guys crack me up.
But in all seriousness, please... congratulate everybody at GH on the Emmy nominations and give them our best, okay?
Will
you
do.
You have to
thanks.
Come back.
Yes, thanks for having me on. It's
yes,
always, it goes by so fast. It's amazing. Half hour's already up. So thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it. And keep watching the show. Yay.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
You too. Bye. Can I just say right now,
I can't believe it's
I love that man.
Barney. I want to marry Tyler Christopher. Oh, my Lord.
Can I just say it now? I love that man.
I love him, too. Oh, my gosh, we have to go to L.A. When I turn 18, you're taking me.
Yes.
That's what I want for Christmas, like this Christmas. Like, I want to go to L.A. Not on Christmas, but, like, that's what I want as my gift. I want to go to Los Angeles. And we can go to the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Like, all I want is to go and, like, lay on Mariska Hargitay's star on the Walk of Fame and, like, selfie with it. Anyway, okay, I'm really hyper. I haven't talked today, obviously. Anyway, announcements?
All right, hold on.
Way to kill my buzz, man.
Hmm?
I said, you said, hold on, and I said, my buzz, you killed it.
All right, announcements.
Am I going or are you going?
I'm going because I actually have something on the 14th that I've been
I knew that.
I've been waiting for. We have probably the most positive, inspirational person you'd ever want to meet in your entire life.
Cool.
A Canadian country singer, Afia Lynn, will be on the show. Oh, my God. This lady is just, she's...
I'm going to let you fangirl because I fangirled to Nathan Varney about Tyler Christopher. Like, you have
to go. She is so supportive and she's just so sweet. It's just, I can't wait.
You love everyone.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. That's awesome. I am so excited. I cannot wait. Okay, I cannot wait for, like, so many things. Like, I cannot wait for General Hospital to be live.
I cannot wait for that either.
Nancy LeGrand has to be on because, like, if she's not, then we won't hear the S word and... It'll be funny. Like, can Tyler Christopher be on my day? Can he, like, strip? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was inappropriate. Can he, like, strip?
That was a little inappropriate.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? So I was at theater, obviously. That's what everybody knows that I was tweeting about it. And one of my best friends was playing my husband in this play. And we're at a funeral. And he, like, had to crawl across my lap. And I was like, can you not give me, like, a lap dance right now? Can we just, like, not do that? And he's like, okay. And then we had to, like, do our show and everything. And afterwards, I ran up behind my gram and scared her. And everybody, she's, like, famous. Like, she got more attention afterwards than I did because everybody knows that I talk to her all the time. And this is the first time everybody has met her. So she's, like, famous. Everybody's like, is this your gram? And I was like, yeah. She is. You can't have her. She's mine. But anyway, I'm really hyper right now. I'm trying to, like, not be tired. My mom came out here. I'm on the porch. My dad stuck his head through, like, the screen door and was like, hi. Hi, Dad. Leave. Anyway, I'm really hyped up right now, and I don't know why.
I'm really tired.
Okay, well, this is not normal. Normally, one time I fell asleep on the show on, like, a Friday night, so you should be blessed that I didn't do that today.
Yeah.
You know what?
Of course,
I just
want to
say
one thing. With Nathan... How could you fall asleep with Nathan?
He's cute. Like, he's so adorable. Like, I just love him. I just, like, Okay, anyway. No.
Anyway,
can I just
ahead.
Say something? Everybody who's on Twitter talking about Ian Buchanan and the Duke drama, they all said, I can't, like, I wish I had a way to talk and stuff. And I was like, go ahead. If you have something to say, don't tweet it to me. Call in. And nobody had
exactly.
the nerve to do it. So, obviously,
right.
you need to shut up on Twitter if you don't have the nerve to call up when you get an opportunity and speak with someone who's, like, the head of a show. That and express your opinion. You say you get no channel to express your opinion, and we give you one, and you don't
take it. This is your channel. Exactly,
yeah,
this is your channel.
I directly tweeted a few people and told them, don't tweet your comments to me. I don't work for General Hospital. If you have a comment, call the show and tell Nathan Varney how you feel. They didn't do that.
Exactly.
So obviously, if you can be negative on Twitter and say, I'm done watching the show because one person is going to leave or is rumored to be leaving, it's not even confirmed. If one person is rumored to be leaving the show and you say, I'm not watching anymore, and you're given a direct channel to speak with an executive and you don't take it
and you
knew about it, obviously, you need to just get over yourself.
Exactly.
Because
preach,
you don't
girl.
Need to be negative on Twitter
preach,
if
sister.
You don't have balls to call the show and say something.
Preach, sister.
You can tweet it at him, but you can't open your mouth and say it. I see how it is.
Preach, sister.
There needs to be more people like Nancy, because Nancy straight up called the show and said, where is Jean Francis? I want her back.
Yeah, Nancy just...
Nancy is my girl. Like,
and Nancy's
fearless,
isn't she?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was like, hey, Nancy, because she's really passionate about it. And not that that's a bad thing, like, when we're all talking, but I was afraid she would say something that would, like, offend somebody, because we didn't know Nathan at that time. And I was like, Nancy, please don't say anything bad. And she's like, I can't believe you'd think I would say something bad. I was like, I don't think you would. I'm just saying, we don't know him, so you need to be careful, because I don't want anything to happen, and I don't want anybody to, like, feel, like, be negative towards you and stuff. And she's like, I understand. And she was perfect, flawless. She preached. Anyways, that was,
she was a perfect lady
today. She is a Southern belle. I love that woman. I need to go see her now that she's had surgery. I feel bad for her.
I love Nancy to death.
She doesn't even know how she got her hernia. Like, they just told her she had one. Her stomach moved. Part of her stomach moved into her esophagus.
Wow.
That's not normal.
That's not normal at all.
So she had to have her stomach cut up. Well, she said they were going to do it laparoscopically, but he didn't know how bad it was. He might have to go and cut her open. But I haven't talked to her yet. Like, she told me that 2 days ago, but I haven't talked to her yet because I don't know. Like, I think she's in the hospital still, and she's probably hyped up on drugs, and I don't want to, like, bother her family right now.
Right, exactly. Right,
anyways,
I agree.
Anyways, I can't wait to see you on the 25th, and Bonnie's going to come too.
Oh, 26th. Yeah.
26th. I get to see you on the 25th,
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
She's going to come, and we're going to go to dinner beforehand, like, somewhere around here, and then we're all going to go to... If that's cool with y'all, we can go to Applebee's or something.
Oh, I love Applebee's. God, I love that place.
I haven't been to Applebee's in like 10 years. Like, we need to go.
I love that place.
Anyways, okay, we'll stop talking now because I want to go hang out with my family. They just got here.
Yes, we will.
Well, I mean, they've been here all afternoon, but I just got home.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with the always incredible Mr. Nathan Varney. Can I just say that that man is probably one of the best people on the face of this planet. Couple of quick announcements. A no recap show tomorrow, the 3rd, but we will be having a recap show probably the 10th. And on the 14th, we are having the super talented, super sweet singer-songwriter Fia Lynn on the show with us. And all this is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. And I'm working on something for the 7th. I've got something in the works for the 7th that I don't want to say confident about, but I'm crossing my fingers, I'll put it like that. So as soon as that happens, if it does, I will let y'all know. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.